Welcome to the Market Minute podcast with Jason Katz, a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. I am Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate and host for today's podcast. So let's get into it, Jason. The futures are slightly down on Monday morning. And it's interesting because UBS is saying that we still have our 7,700 target on the S&P. But you're saying there's two things standing in between where we're at now and 7,700. What are those two things?
Well, Jordan, we had three and one is down, namely the next Fed chair. So there's two more to go. Kevin Warsh may be a balance sheet hawk, but he will advocate for two rate cuts in the latter part of the year. But getting back to your question, the two impediments, if you will, one, AI has to demonstrate a path to profitability. And secondly, the outcome of the midterm elections. So the narrative in AI has shifted. It's no longer, if you build it, it will come. Much of the case that Kevin Warsh and Trump and Kevin Hassett have made for rate cuts is the AI productivity gains helping.
Right.
That must come to pass. We believe it will, but it must walk the walk. With respect to the elections, politics matter to markets. If there's a meaningful shift in congressional control, it could reshape a lot of the president's agenda. Knowing this, Trump has to pivot from geopolitics to domestic issues, namely affordability. Look, at the end of the day, we expect divided government, which could be a very supportive environment for equity still.
Right. Now, talking about the year so far, the S&P is only up about 1%, but there's the Russell that's up more like 7%. What is your outlook on the Russell for the rest of the year?
It's very constructive. Like I've said before, the average Joe stock is likely to outperform. We're in the early innings of that. Yes, we had a little bit of a reprieve in the latter part of the week for the Russell, but we have a lot more upside. You see, the cap-weighted index, the S&P, the simple math of it makes it difficult for them to sustain the kind of gains that we've enjoyed. And if you look at the contrasting performance last week within the Magnificent Seven, you saw what happened with Microsoft to the downside, Meta to the upside. Mm-hmm. It suggests to me that there's a churning within the Mag Seven. It's not incremental money getting added to it. Where money's rotating into is the physical economy. It's industrials, it's materials, it's energy, it's small caps.
Right, right.
Small caps benefit the most from rate cuts since they borrow the most, and they trade at a 30% discount to the S&P in spite of their outperformance thus far this year.
So you're not really implying abandon the S&P entirely, but more so broaden out your portfolio.
Both could be true at the same time, and now's the time for incremental money to look to the more cyclical value parts of the market, namely small cap and other cyclical industries like financials, industrials, materials, and energy.
All right, perfect, Jason. We'll take your word for it. Thank you to our listeners, and we hope you join us for the next week's episode of the Market Minute podcast. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.